Now the house lights flicker,
and the silver curtain rises cautiously on Act One of Murder Unlimited, starring Carol Lombard as Dorothy Scott, with Reed Hadley as Ken Phillips, Jerry Hausner as Piggy, Joseph Kearns as Jerry, and Ed Max as Broderick. Last week, love, as it does to all men, came to Ken Phillips, managing editor of the Evening Times. So he proposed to one of his employees, Dorothy Scott, a shy, sweet, modest little girl, who, as our story opens, is rushing to her lover on wings of song. Well, anyway, she's rushing.
Oh, Miss Scott, I'm afraid Mr. Phillips can't back close. I see you hiding under that desk. Now, you listen to me, Ken. We're going to settle this thing once and for all.
Now, Dorothy, I told you last night. That showgirl at the concert club had absolutely no right to call me Fatty.
I didn't come here to talk about showgirls. I came here to...
Excuse me, dear. Yes, dear. Miss Perkins?
Mr. Phillips, there's a man out here to see you.
Let me at that thing. Listen, dear. Mr. Phillips is busy.
Oh.
And never mind, oh. You know what I mean? We're talking. Ken, we might as well face it. I'm perfectly willing to marry you. I don't care what anybody says about you. I love you, but...
Uh-oh.
Do you know how long I've worked and labored and struggled on this paper without being given a big assignment?
Yes, 3 weeks.
Right. I want action, not attention. You solemnly promised to let me be a reporter and send me out on a big story.
And so I will, dear. I've just been looking through some of your work. Your style of writing has improved tremendously.
No, Ken, do you really think so?
I certainly do. Now, take your Lewis story, for example. Ah, here it is. Died, Lewis, Chauncey, 93. Services, 2 p.m., Forest Grove Cemetery. Believe me, Dorothy, you have a natural flair for obituaries.
Obituaries. I know what you're doing. You're trying to break my spirit.
Honey, Superman couldn't even bend your spirit.
I'll give you one last chance. Are you going to let me be a reporter? Never mind, I'll go. Now what, dear?
This man out here insists on seeing Mr. Phillips.
Well, tell him he's dead.
Hey.
Now what?
He wants to see the body.
Only relatives are allowed.
What do you mean, telling somebody I'm dead?
Well, what do you expect? I've been writing obituaries so long, I'm getting cost conscious. I want to be assigned to something big like the Murder Unlimited story.
Oh, you do? Just like that?
Yes, just like that.
Well, that's fine.
I thought you'd like it.
My staff spent 6 months trying to uncover a mysterious organization that deals in wholesale murder, which for the time being we'll call Murder Unlimited. And you think you can solve it just like that?
Yes, just like that.
We don't know whether we're coming or going.
I've got it all figured out.
We're completely in the dark.
I've got it all figured out.
I think we finally found a stool pigeon who will talk.
I've got it all figured out.
But right now, all we know is that they're desperate killers. They've made 4 attempts to shoot me already. And last night, they got Detective Murphy, my bodyguard.
Oh, no, not Murphy. Oh, he was such a nice guy. Oh, Ken, I can't
believe it. Now, do you want to go on the story?
I'll get them for this if it's the last thing I do. Listen. I've got it all figured out.
Sure. You'll catch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
The police couldn't. My best reporters couldn't. I couldn't, but you can.
Can I?
Sure, you could handle a story like this with ease.
Oh, Ken, thanks. I knew you'd see it my way.
See what? I only said...
I'll get to work on the case immediately.
But I was only kidding. I... Dorothy, come back here.
Who did that?
Me.
Well, don't do it again. Say, what's the matter? Is there something wrong with your valve?
Look, sister, I'm Piggy.
You certainly are. Go away.
Now, look, tell a big shot in there to let me in and stop giving me the brush off, will you? I'm the guy that can give him the lowdown on Murder Unlimited.
Did you?
Yeah,
say...
Murder Unlimited. Hey, what's the idea? Get your hand out of my mouth.
Don't say a word. We're being watched. Come on down the hall. I want to see you alone.
Yeah, but why do you want...
Here, quick. We can talk in this broom closet.
I don't want to go in no broom closet with you.
What's the matter? Are you bashful? Get in there before somebody sees you. Sit down on that bucket.
I don't like this. It ain't respectable.
Go ahead. Sit down.
Okay, but quit pushing.
Turn on the light now. Close the door. Now we can talk. Are you comfy?
What do you mean, comfy? I've been trying to tell you this bucket I'm sitting on is full of water.
That's fine. Now tell me everything you know about Murder Unlimited. Come on.
Oh, you see these handcuffs? Go ahead, look at them. And this here wallet.
Detective Sergeant Murphy.
Yeah, the cop that was murdered last night.
Why, you...
Like, oh, I didn't do it. I didn't kill him.
Oh.
But for $500, I can take you to the hideout of the gang that did.
$500? Well, no wonder they call you Piggy. Wait till I see how much I have in my purse. 20, 30, 40. Ow! No peeking. 45.
That's all you got? 45?
No, wait, here's another one. 46 cents.
Cents?
And some peanut brittle.
Jeepers, big business.
You know, but I could get $50 out of my Christmas Club account and pay you the rest after I get the story.
Now, how do I know I can trust you?
Well, that's silly. Just look at me.
I am. That's what worries me. You sort of remind me of Sadie Smith.
Who's Sadie?
A friend of mine who lives up in a big house. You're a dead ringer for her. Except Sadie was a classy dresser. You're kind of subdued.
You mean if I wore a bright red dress and carried a violin case, I could pass for a lady gangster?
Well, Sadie wasn't no gun, Marl. She was the arsenic queen. Me and Lucy Borgie, that's what she used to say. Me and Lucy Borgie, we got a racket.
Me and Lucy Borgie?
Yeah.
Piggy, will you take me there for $50 cash and the rest when I get the story?
Well, if you ain't got the rest handy, I guess I'll have to. Now, here's the setup. I'll take you to the killer's hideout as soon as I get the tickets.
Good Lord, they don't sell tickets.
Train tickets.
Oh.
It's about 50 miles out of town. I'll get a compartment so we won't be seen traveling together. I'll meet you at my place in about an hour.
All right, now dress up classy like Sadie Smith. Where is your place?
Down the street a couple of blocks, upstairs from the fish market. Hey, wait a minute. Don't you want the address?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll find it. Today's Friday. Upstairs over the fish market. All right, Joyce, break it up, break it up. And then keep the stairway clear. If I come down in a hurry, I won't be yelling scat. Boy, what an echo. It's me, Piggy. Piggy, are you busy? Would you rather I came back later? Why, it was unlocked all the time. Hello? That's funny. I'd have sworn you had company. Piggy, what are you doing on the floor?
I've been shot.
Oh, that's too bad.
Listen, I gotta tell you something before I die.
Die? Oh, no. You can't do that. Wait here. I'll phone the police.
No. There isn't time. Find a man with a scar.
You just leave everything to me. I'll... Who?
The big fella shot me. The head of Murder Unlimited. He has a scar on his arm. A scar all the way from his elbow to his wrist.
Well, is this his gun?
Yeah.
Well, can't you think of something else to identify it?
Scar.
I know, but I can't very well go around town asking all the men to take their coats off. I mean, after all. Piggy, wake up. Oh, he's dead. The wire's been cut. Hooky. Ken, I've got to tell Ken.
Excuse me.
Oh, you frightened me. I didn't know you were here.
And you see, I've been watching this house for several days.
Oh.
Get back in there.
Oh, yes, you're the detective. You're a detective.
Yeah. I heard some shots up here.
I'm so glad you're a detective. Something terrible has happened. A man's... Oh, dear, you don't think I...
Don't I? I suppose it's only a coincidence that you're holding a gun until there's a body lying over there on the floor.
Body?
Yeah, a body over there.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, embarrassing, isn't it?
Come on, what's this murdered man doing here?
I don't know. I guess it's just one of those things. Well, I'll have to be getting along, Mr. Ernest. I don't believe we've met. My name is Farnsworth.
Pleased to meet you. My name's Williams, Jerry. I don't care who you are. Oh, I could do it.
But I tell you, I didn't do it. I was down here getting a story. I'm a reporter on the Evening Times. These clothes I'm wearing are just a disguise. You want to see my credentials?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
And stop pointing that gun at me.
Oh, it's empty, see? Well, it's empty now.
Give me that thing. Now, what can you tell me about this man?
He's dead.
You don't say.
Look, if I tell you everything I know about this case, will you let me have the story first when you make the arrest?
Well...
I've got it all figured out. Everything boils down to one question.
What?
Who killed him?
Now we're getting somewhere.
The first clue is these handcuffs on the table. They belong to Detective Murphy, who was murdered last night.
Say, these were his bracelets. Oh, I'll take them for evidence.
Now, Murphy was killed by Murder Unlimited. Piggy squealed, so they slaughtered him. He was going to take me to their hideout. It's out of town, so he brought train tickets.
Yeah. Here's some tickets in his pockets.
All we have to do now is follow up that clue and catch the gang. Let me see what station the tickets are for.
Never mind. I'm following up this clue myself.
But you've got to take me with you.
Now, look, I've got trouble enough on my hands. You stay here until the coroner comes. I'm going to follow up this ticket clue.
Well, of all the nerve, you want to make the capture yourself. You want all the glory. You can't muscle in on my murder. Wait a minute, wait for me.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, Smoke, how did you get on this?
Oh, now, Jerry, don't be angry. I just wanted to tell you about some new evidence.
What evidence?
Do you have Murphy's handcuffs?
Yeah, here they are. Now, why?
I just remembered there's something funny about them. Give them to me. Mm-hmm. Look, when I snap one on your wrist like this, mm-hmm. and I snap one on my wrist like this,
well,
then we can't get them off, can we?
Hey, what are you driving at?
This story is very important, and I'm going to see that I'm with you when you make the arrest.
What? Come on, get these things off. Come on, get them off. Where's the key?
Key?
Come on, where is it?
Well, there isn't any.
Crazy little fool.
Oh, don't be mad, Jerry. I can help you. Really, I can. I'm the only one who can identify the leader of Murder Unlimited.
You've seen him?
No. No, but I can identify him.
How?
Well, he has a scar on his arm, a long scar that runs from his elbow to his wrist.
I see. You mean, like this?
Yes, that's it. Exactly like the one you have there on your arm. See, it runs from the...
Now, the silver curtain's just fallen on Act One of our play, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to devote the minute of intermission which follows to recognition of a very happy truth. All right, Henry Charles. Again, the house lights dim, and the silver curtain rises on the second act of Murder Unlimited, starring Carol Lombard as Dorothy, with Joseph Kearns as Jerry, Ed Max as Broderick, and Reed Hadley as Ken. Dorothy, while trying to capture a gang which deals in wholesale murder, has unwittingly handcuffed herself to Jerry, the leader of the mob. As the scene opens, we find her at the gang's hideout, where Jerry is sawing off the handcuffs.
Ow!
Hold still while I get these bracelets off.
Well, that hurts!
It was your idea, sister.
Well, stop calling me sister, brother.
No, you're a smart girl. You're too smart. That's why we're going to have to take care of you. You know too much.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me. I have a dreadful memory. It's just simply awful, Tom. Oh, did you hear what I called you, Tom? See, Jerry, I've even forgotten your name.
Sure. And I suppose you don't remember a thing about that stool pigeon Tiggy I had to rub out.
Tiggy, a pigeon? Why?
Now, if these things are off, we can get down to business. If you have any last words, say them and make it snappy.
Oh, yes, thank you. I do want to say a few last words. I want to say that I'm sorry for a lot of things I've done in my life, like the time I pushed Uncle Mulligan in the reservoir. Poor Uncle Mulligan, that was a terrible thing to do. Of course, in a way, it was justified, because I caught him fighting slugs for my dying bag. But just the same, it was an awful thing to do, pushing him in the reservoir.
Wait a minute. You said a few last words. Mm-hmm. You're going to take a little drive with one of my boys. Broderick! Just keeping that guy. Broderick!
Here I am, Jerry.
Ah. We have a friend here who's suffering from a painful curiosity. I think we ought to put her out of her misery. Think you can do a nice, clean job?
Well, I ain't missed yet, have I?
What do you mean? Missed that newspaper guy Phillips 4 nights in a row.
Now, Jerry, that ain't my fault. He works late at night. I gotta pass the time somehow, so it's usual that I have a few beers while I'm waiting. And then when him and his twin brother come out...
Him and his twin brother. Now, you get rid of this dame and then take care of Phillips, understand? Because if you don't take care of him tonight, I'm gonna take care of you.
Okay. Come on, babe. You want to ride in the front seat with me?
I'm not going to ride in.
Hey, she's getting away. Grab her. I got it. All right. Take her to the car. Now, go on. Get going.
No.
Here's the place. Dark, ain't it?
Why is the ground all torn up?
Oh, that's just a new grave. Cemetery's the safest place for this sort of thing. Now, stand over there.
Oh, yeah. Don't shoot me, please. Please don't. I'll do anything. I'll pay you. I can get money. I'll go away somewhere. Nobody will know the difference. You can tell them I'm dead.
You ready?
Oh, all right. I'm ready. Oh, I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Huh. How do you feel?
I can't feel anything.
I know it. I know it. Mr. Gant. I don't know what's the matter with me. I just can't get nothing.
All right, Roderick, dear, so you missed. Let's call it off, after all. Murder must be pretty monotonous for you. When you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, but I get paid piecework. And besides, Jerry's the boss.
Why?
Huh?
Why is he the boss?
Because he's smarter than I am, he says.
And just because he says he's the boss and you let him order you around, I'm ashamed of you, Godfrey. I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah?
Anybody can see you're the brains of that outfit. Why, that guy's getting away with murder.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is. And after I kill you, I'm going to tell him a thing or two. Say, why does he want to kill you anyway?
I know too much. I'm too smart for him.
Are you in the rackets, too?
Am I in the rackets? Ever hear of Sadie Smith?
You ain't Sadie, the arsenic queen.
Ain't I? Me and Lucy Borgia, we got a racket.
Hey, that's what Sadie used to say, all right. Gee, I didn't know you was out of jail. You know, I've been an admirer of your work for a long time. I used to read about you in the papers, and, well, you was sort of inspiration for me.
Roderick, together we can make such wonderful music. You with your Tommy gun and me with my bottles.
Yeah.
All we have to do is get Jerry out of the way and take over the mob.
Well, wouldn't that be something? You and me just taking it easy and bossing everybody around? Sadie, do you think you could ever learn to like a guy like me?
Roderick, I have great plans for you.
Yeah?
Come on, let's go somewhere and celebrate.
Oh, no. I've got to kill that Phillips guy or somebody, or my life won't be worth a nickel.
You mean to say you're going to let a little thing like that spoil our evening? Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Hmm?
I'll call Ken Phillips and have him meet us at the Kino Club.
Oh, and do the job there?
Why not? I've been thinking about murdering him for a long time. Come on, let's find a telephone. Hello, Evening Times. Let me speak with Mr. Phillips.
Oh, boy, ain't this swell. A murder and dance in the same night.
Hello, Ken. What do you mean, yes, dear? I haven't told you I am yet. Well, it's me. And don't ask questions. Hurry right over to the Conga Club. There's somebody I want you to meet. Yes, a friend of mine. He's very clever.
Oh.
I tell you, he's wonderful. He'll kill you. Understand? He'll simply kill you. And when you come, bring along some C-O-P-S. Yes, C-O-P-S. Goodbye.
What did you tell him?
Well, I just asked him to bring along some gendarmes.
Oh, you don't have to bring nothing. The drinks is on us.
We can leave the car here. Come on.
Oh, wait till I load this gun.
Oh, no, you can't shoot him.
I can dream, can't I?
I mean, now that we're taking over the mob, we have responsibilities. We have to be more and more dignified. You trust me, don't you?
Well, it ain't that. It's just that, well, Sadie, I love you.
You? Oh, but Roderick, you don't know anything about me. We haven't even met until you took a shot at me.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm being impetuous, but I want to marry you for a while.
No. Oh, no, Roderick, we must put our personal feelings behind us. There's work to be done. Now you leave your gun here in the car. I'll give him an overdose of these sleeping tablets, and that'll be all over. No fuss, no worries.
No, sir. I love you, and I want to marry you. And I
like that when I
got married, I didn't want the little woman working.
But, Roderick, you can't ask me to give up my career.
Well, oh, all right, but I got a bottle of rat poison here in the car. I'll bring it along just in case.
Thank you. should have been here a half hour ago. I don't know what can be keeping him.
Some people just got no consideration, that's all. Sadie, I still think you ought to let me...
Here he comes now.
Hey, will you please explain the meaning of this? Why did you call me up?
Oh, Ken, I want you to meet Roderick. He's the one I was telling you about.
Sit down, buddy. Have a drink.
Give it to him, Sadie.
Roderick's been waiting to get together with you for several days. He's always missed you, get it? He's missed you four times.
Have a drink, buddy. We got one all ready for you.
Give it to him, Sadie.
Sadie? Who's Sadie? What is this? Why did you say over the telephone?
Go on. Go on. Have a drink, buddy.
Thanks. I need one. Ah, that's better. Now, Dorothy, for the last time, what is the meaning of...
Ken! Ken, what's the matter, darling?
Oh.
Ken, dear, what happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, that's over. Let's dance.
But I didn't put anything in his drink.
I know. When you was taking so long, I went ahead and poured some rat poison in his glass.
You what? Oh, Ken, it's all my fault. Huh? I was trying to save your life, and I killed you. I'll get you to the hospital. Help! Help!
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Oh, don't stand there, you fool! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help!
What is it?
A stomach pump! Get a stomach pump!
You heard her? Get a stomach pump!
I'm Mr. Phillips' new bodyguard, ma'am. What happened?
You tell him, Bradley. Hurry up. Tell him.
We poisoned the guy.
Yes, he's been trying to shoot him all week, but...
But, gee, I got him with rat poison.
We have to get him to a hospital and arrest that man. Arrest him quick.
Quick? You heard what she said. Arrest me. Arrest me. Arrest... Casey.
No, Sadie. What are we doing?
Lock him up. He's a killer for Murder Unlimited.
Okay, take him away, boys.
Ken.
Give me a drink.
Oh, of course, darling. Here you are. Drink it down.
Oh.
Ken. Ken. Jeepers, I've done it again. Ken, darling, you're going to be all right. The nurse said it's just like a bad stomachache.
Oh, to think I'd come to this, drinking rat poison.
Well, darling, it's no worse than a lot of other stuff you drink. Ken, can you sit up? I want you to see the paper.
Paper?
Yes, we scooped the town. Roderick confessed last night, and they caught the whole gang. Look, here's a picture of them on the front page with me pointing my finger at them. Oh, I love reporting crimes. From now on, I'm going to specialize in murder.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm from headquarters. Just your picture here on the front page of the paper?
Yes, that's me.
I thought I recognized you.
What is it, another murder?
Yeah, a murder. I've been looking for you ever since you escaped last week.
Escaped?
Come on, Sadie.
So you mean...
You're under arrest.
I'm not, Sadie. Ken, tell him who I am. You tell him.
You tell him.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. I've just been poisoned.
Poisoned? At it again, Sadie. Now, come along quietly, or I'll...
Ken, do something. He thinks I'm Sadie. They'll put me in jail. They may even hang me. Well, don't drop by. They're grinning.
Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll drop by one of these days and get you out.
Why, you...
After I'm sure you're fed up with murder.
Come on, Sadie, get going.
And I'll bring the minister when I come.
Bye-bye, dear.
All right. Don't tell him who I am. Let him think I'm Sadie. Let him think I'm the poison queen. But I'm warning you, Ken Phillips, when we get married and when we have our champagne supper... I wouldn't drink anything if I were you, brother.
Well, Carol Lombard will be back in just a moment for a curtain call, ladies and gentlemen. Silver Theater's good news for next week is the personal appearance of another favorite of yours. Jeffrey Lynn, who'll be starring in a stirring and dramatic romance of modern times, The Magic Darkness. Be sure to be ready for Jeffrey Lynn. And here once again is today's star, Carol Lombard. Carol, you certainly packed lots of fun and excitement into half an hour.
Oh, it's always fun on the Silver Theater, Conrad. I feel almost as much at home here as I do in my own house.
Hey, you know, the last time you were here, you were just redecorating your house. It all completed?
Oh, no. Remember the old saying, Conrad, a woman's work is never done.
Hmm.
But seriously, I think the house looks grand. Come over and see it. See our 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate, too. It's really perfect.
I'll be there, Cap. You must come back and visit us here in Silver Theater soon, will you?
Thank you, I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Cap. Thanks again. Well, good friends, this is Conrad Nagel bidding you all good evening, and thank you. See you next Sunday with Jeffrey Lynn. Yeah. In the meantime, remember, when you buy silver plate, look for the year mark 1847 that proves it's America's finest silver plate. 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate. Music on today's program was arranged and conducted by Felix Mills. Henry Charles speaking for 1847 Rogers Brothers. All names and designations of persons and organizations used in the dramatic portions of this broadcast are fictional. Carol Lombard is currently co-starring with Robert Montgomery in the RKO production, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Silver Theater originates at Columbia Square in Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.